USA Radio News with Wendy King.
The partial government shutdown continues, and lawmakers are talking about a bipartisan plan to end it. President Trump says he could go along with what Senate leaders come up with as long as it contains a large down payment on the wall.
One of the ideas suggested is they open it, they pay a sort of a prorated down payment for the wall, which I think people will agree that you need the wall. In fact, I see a lot of the Democrats almost all of them are breaking, saying, look, walls are good. Big difference from what you had 2 or 3 weeks ago.
Democrats say they're ready to reopen the government for 3 weeks and have border negotiations. When Nancy Pelosi heard the president wanted a down payment on the wall as part of a temporary funding deal, she told MSNBC she did not think that would be a reasonable arrangement. You're listening to USA Radio News.
Should old acquaintance be forgot? Now, if your New Year resolution is to be healthier, take it from me, Wyatt Cox. It all starts with a good night's rest. You know, my pillow changed my life. I could never sleep well in bed. But after my pillow, I now wake up feeling great. It's amazing what difference a good pillow makes. My pillow had an amazing offer on a 4-pack. Such a rare deal. The good news, they've extended their very best offer ever. Go to MyPillow.com right now. Click on their end of the year special. Here's what you'll find. The lowest price MyPillow has ever offered on their 4-pack. It includes free shipping, and their 60-day money-back guarantee has been extended through March 1st. Best price ever, free shipping, extended money-back guarantee. It doesn't get better. Go to MyPillow.com, click on the end-of-the-year special, enter promo code USA. You'll get two premium pillows, two go-anywhere pillows for one low price. And remember, my promo code USA is good for anything on the MyPillow.com website.
Despite the partial government shutdown, fewer Americans are filing for unemployment.
Filings for first-time unemployment benefits have dropped to levels not seen since November 1969. The Labor Department saying approximately 199,000 workers filed initial claims last week, a decrease of about 13,000 from the previous week when analysts were expecting a slight increase. For USA Radio News, I'm Chris Barnes.
President Trump's former lawyer, Michael Cohen, has been subpoenaed by a Senate committee. This a day after he postponed his public testimony to a White House committee. The subpoena is to appear before the Senate Intelligence Committee in a closed setting. This, then, would not be like the hearing that he asked to postpone, which was to be public and likely televised. Cohen's lawyers responded, saying he will comply with the Senate committee's request. This is USA Radio News.
Now you can fly anywhere in the world and pay discount prices on your airline tickets. Book a flight today to London, Paris, Madrid, or anywhere else you want to go. And pay a lot less guaranteed. Call the International Travel Department right now at Low Cost Airlines.
800-215-5141. 800-215-5141. That's 800-215-5141.
At least one member of Congress wants to call the NFL commissioner to testify about a referee blunder. Here's USA's Chris Barnes with more.
Democratic Congressman Cedric Richardson of Louisiana says he wants the NFL Commissioner Roger Goodell to face lawmakers about the infamous non-call of pass interference in the NFC Championship game that many fans believe cost the New Orleans Saints a trip to the Super Bowl.
But that should have been a penalty, and John Payton is justifiably upset.
The call on Fox, the Rams went on to an overtime victory. Richmond wants the NFL to make a rule change so it couldn't happen again. The league is considering making all possible pass interference plays subject to review. For USA Radio News, I'm Chris Barnes.
The National Retail Federation reports American adults will spend an average of $81 for a total of $14.8 billion as they watch the Super Bowl next month. John Clemens has more.
The annual survey taken by the National Retail Federation reports they'll buy food, team jerseys, decorations, or for some, a new TV. Catherine Cullen of the National Retail Federation tells us about the different segments of Americans.
Well, the biggest spenders are those between the ages of 35 and 44. They're going to spend more than $123 on average, while the lowest spenders are those 65 and older, spend just about $40 on average for the Super Bowl.
I'm John Clemens.
For USA Radio News, I'm Wendy King.